This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Northeast has emerged as New India's greatest success story today. He said in the last 5 years, the investments made towards the development of the region are nearly 4 times more than the funds allocated by the Congress government. In an interview to a newspaper, Mr. Modi said, the infrastructural development that has taken place in the last decade has connected the northeastern region with the rest of the country. He said the country's first sports university has been opened in Manipur and the government is setting up more than 200 Khelo India centres across the 8 states. On the issue of insurgency, the Prime Minister said government has significantly controlled insurgency in the northeast region and ensured peace. He said a total of 11 peace agreements have been signed in the last 10 years. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public rally at Utkrisht Maidan in Balaghat this afternoon. Extensive security arrangements have been made for the Prime Minister's rally in this Naxal-affected area. 88 candidates are in the fray for the 7 Lok Sabha constituencies in Madhya Pradesh in the second phase. On the last day of withdrawal of nominations, 5 candidates withdrew the names yesterday. The polling for the second phase will be held on the 26th of April. Trinamool Congress TMC has approached the Election Commission over alleged misuse of central agencies, including National Investigation Agency, by the central government. A party delegation met the commission in New Delhi over the issue yesterday. Talking to media after the meeting, party MP Sagarika Ghosh said they raised the issue of alleged misuse of NIA to intimidate TMC workers in West Bengal ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. She urged the poll body to intervene and protect the sanctity of the poll. TMC leaders Derek O'Brien, Dola Sen, Saket Gokhale and others staged a protest outside the commission office in New Delhi over alleged misuse of ED, CBI and NIA by the central government. Later, they were detained by Delhi police while they were holding a dharna outside the commission's office. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. He will hold a roadshow in Chennai today and address 2 public meetings tomorrow. The roadshow in Chennai will be held after 6 p.m, covering segments of both South Chennai and Central Chennai. Tomorrow, Mr. Modi will first address a public meeting in Vellore, canvassing votes in support of ally PMK's Dharmapuri candidate Soumya Anbumani and A.C. Shanmugam. Elections to 39 Lok Sabha seats in Tamil Nadu will be held on the 19th of this month. Star campaigners have started arriving in Assam to woo the voters. Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a public meeting at North Lakhimpur this afternoon. Late in the evening, he will do a roadshow at Tinsukia, where polls will be held on the 19th of this month. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sharma, Union Minister Sarvananda Sonowal and State BJP President Bhavesh Kalita are doing campaigning. Other parties are also holding meetings for the party candidates. State Congress President Bhupen Bora, MP Gaurav Gogoi and Pradyut Bordoloi are making all-out efforts to garner support. AAP leader Atishi held a roadshow at Duliajan for party candidate yesterday. 35 candidates are in the fray for 5 seats in the first phase of polls. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has questioned Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's personal assistant, Vivek Kumar, and AAP MLA Durgesh Pathak in the excise policy-linked money laundering case. Sources said the statements were recorded under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The 9-day-long festival of Navratri, which marks the worship of goddess Durga, began today with religious fervor and gaiety. Devotees thronged temples from early this morning to offer their prayers to the goddess. On the first day of Navratri, Devi Durga is worshipped as Shailputri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on Nav Samatsar. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that the new year will be filled with happiness, prosperity and good health for everyone. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets at the MA Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.